Well, I tell you what, we're going to drive over and we'll just walk up to it.
As Chris Swartz gives me a tour of his land in Perrysburg, you can tell right off the bat he's not your average farmer, jokingly dubbing himself the geeky farmer as we hop into his Honda Element.
Not the typical farming vehicle?
No, this is not. My theory is I have a big pickup that hogs gas, and if I don't have to drive it, I might as well not.
And that's the kind of sustainable approach Swartz likes to take with his crops.
Is this going to be holding back anyone? No. Yeah, it is.
The device he's showing me is called a controlled drainage structure, which helps keep water on his land longer, more efficiently using the rain that falls.
The theory is that it gives the plants more opportunity to take the phosphate out.
Phosphorus is a key buzzword in Northwest Ohio and around the state right now, after a toxin from algae resulted in a drinking water ban for 500,000 people in the Toledo area. Phosphorus is a main component found in fertilizer, which can run off into waterways and feed harmful algal blooms. The state is now providing more funding for farmers, encouraging them to install these drainage control structures and other nutrient reduction tools.
It's going to be one of the multi-tiered approaches. It's not going to be the silver bullet, but it's certainly going to keep more nutrients on your land.
That's Jim Zeringer, director of the Ohio Department of Natural Resources. He and other state officials are rolling out different policies in an effort to improve water quality. That includes the Ohio Environmental Protection Agency, which is making more than $150 million in grants and zero-interest loans available for public water systems. The money can be used to upgrade facilities and cut down on the amount of pollutants that come through wastewater plants. EPA Director Craig Butler admits these renovations can be a huge undertaking.
The idea of taking a loan of several hundred million dollars, even at 0% interest, is a significant burden to a community. So we understand that this still could be a burden for some disadvantaged communities, and we're trying to find ways to alleviate that.
While they applaud some of the latest efforts, environmental groups are calling on the state to take even bigger steps to stem algae growth. The National Wildlife Federation wants Governor John Kasich to declare Lake Erie's western basin as a distressed water body, saying this will make it easier for policymakers to cut down on the toxic algae. And the Ohio Environmental Council's Adam Risson acknowledges the good work done by farmers on a voluntary basis, but says it's time for the government to step in with tougher regulations.
There's just no way around it. We've had a lot of farmers and livestock operators that participate in conservation programs, and they need to be commended. But the reality is we can't rely on just the good actors to fix this problem. It's not fair to them, and it's not fair to the people who drink the tap water.
I had 5.8 inches of rain Monday.
But back on the Swartz farm, Chris thinks government mandates would be going too far and says farmers want to find ways to cut down on nutrient runoff.
I think people just don't understand our business. I think that's the big thing. I mean, I hear some people say we dump fertilizer on. We don't dump fertilizer on. We apply it. I mean, it's expensive. So if you're keeping the phosphorus on your ground, it's an economic benefit to you.
Legislators held public meetings in Northwest Ohio to hear comments and concerns about algae growth in the area. The House will also conduct a study on the problem to find other ways of addressing the issue. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.